Poslušate SBS Slovenije.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Na današnji dan med prvo svetovno vojno v letu 1915 so se vojaki avstralske novozelandske vojske izkrcali v Galipoli v Turčiji. Čez 8000 vojakov je umrlo v tej neuspešni bitki. In ker je danes Anzac Day in ko se spomnimo vseh padlih vojakov avstralske novozelandske vojske, se pogovarjamo z nekaterimi iz druge generacije avstralskih Slovencev in kaj njihove misli za današnji Anzac Day. Sedaj boste slišiti našega Lentija Lenkota, seveda, ki ga vsi dobro poznamo, ki dela pri nas tudi že 12 let. Lenti, kaj pomeni tebi danes Anzac Day?
Ja, hvala Tanja, najprej lep pozdrav vsem poslušalkam in poslušalcem na današnji dan 25. aprila. Danes je avstralski državni praznik Anzac Day, ko se spomnimo, kot si že omenila, vseh padlih vojakov, pa tudi vse tiste, ki niso umrli, ampak ki so bili pripravljeni dati življenja za našo svobodo, za našo demokracijo, to, kar danes uživamo v letu 2020. Kar se mene tiče, kaj je najbolj pomembno, osebno mislim, spoštovanje. Spoštovanje do teh vojakov, tisti, ki so dali svoja življenja, ko so se borili v vseh vojn za Avstralijo, za našo domovino pod Južnim križem, smemo nikoli pozabiti, kaj so oni storili za nas. To je za mene najbolj pomembno, da se spomnimo tega. Mislim, da prevečkrat se zgodi, da pozabimo na to. Škoda, žal, imamo tudi nekateri, ki ne dajo vse to, kaj so naši vojaki bili pripravljeni storiti za nas in kaj še danes delajo na raznih bojiščah širom sveta. To je samo vredno spoštovanje, kar se mene tiče. Če se lahko tudi izrazim v angleščini. I think respecting all those brave diggers, the brave Aussie diggers, lost for Australia, for our country, for our freedom, for our democracy, in all wars, not only in 1915 when the Anzacs landed on the shores of Gallipoli and were so mercilessly slaughtered by the other side. Peace and respect, lest we forget our brave fallen diggers. Nikoli ne pozabimo tisto, kar so naši hrabri avstralski vojaki storili za našo avstralsko svobodo, za demokracijo in za dobrobit vseh nas.
In letos, ko praznujemo malo drugače, ker ne moremo zunaj na nekih priložnostih recimo se zbrati, kako si ti praznoval, kako si jih ti spoštoval danes?
Ja, lahko povem, da kot družina smo ostali že zgodaj, danes zjutraj, smo šli ven, tako da se je veliko govorilo o tem, da gremo pred hišo, da se spomnimo vse naše vojake. Smo obesili avstralsko zastavo tukaj, ker jo imam veliko avstralsko zastavo, tudi seveda slovensko zastavo. Naj še tukaj omenim, da v Sloveniji 27. aprila je tudi državni praznik, dan upora proti okupatorju. In seveda, da se spomnimo tudi vseh naših slovenskih vojakov, vseh vojn, ki so dali življenja za svobodno Slovenijo.
No, hvala lepa, da si tudi delil svoje misli o teh praznikih, ki so tudi pomembne za obe državi, seveda. Hvala Lenti in upamo, da se slišimo spet v kratkem.
Tanja, hvala tudi tebi, kot tudi Katarini za odlično oddaje in lep pozdrav vsem poslušalkam in poslušalcem Radia SBS in še naprej poslušajte slovensko oddaje.
Pogovarjamo se o pomenu današnjega dne Anzac Day in zdaj pozdravljamo znanega člana druge generacije slovenske skupnosti v Avstraliji, posebno v Sidneju, vsem dobro poznan Walter Schuber. Kaj tebi pomeni Anzac Day?
This year, Tanya, will be a little different because of COVID-19. The whole family normally goes to an evening service every year to commemorate Anzac Day. To me, Anzac Day is a very important date in my calendar. I take the time to reflect on my family members that went to war to fight in World War One and World War Two, and I remember them. I also pay my respects to our Australian men and women that paid their ultimate sacrifice fighting for our freedom in Australia. It's taking the time to remember these people that have served for our countries in Slovenia and here in our new home, Australia. So thank you for your service, lest we forget.
In danes tudi se pogovarjamo z Frances Urbas Johnson, ki je dobro poznana seveda povsod v Avstraliji tudi, ampak največ seveda v Viktoriji. Danes seveda govorimo o Anzac Day. Kaj vam pomeni Anzac Day kot avstralska Slovenka?
Ja, dobro dan Tanja in Katarina in vsem poslušalcem. Thank you for the opportunity to share this day with your team and all your listeners. Anzac Day has always been a very special day for me and my family. You know, of course, it's our National Day of Remembrance here in Australia and New Zealand, and we're commemorating all of those who served and died in all the wars and conflicts and even the peacekeeping operations, not just those who died, but also all their contributions, the contributions of serving members and the suffering that they may have inflicted. So it's always a great opportunity to stop and commemorate and be grateful for all of that. And as a very proud Australian Slovenian, it is for me a very solemn day, a reflection, and just feeling that great sense of gratitude. And more broadly, I think it always reminds me of the link that we Australians have with Slovenia. And I think that many of us are familiar with the book 100 Miles as the Crow Flies, which was penned by Australian soldier Ralph Churches. And it details his experience and, well, I guess, one of the greatest escapes of World War Two, which happened in Slovenia. And he escaped with, six prisoners of war, and then he went back for all of his mates. And you know, I think there was quite a number of them, almost 100. And he did that with the help of the Slovenian partisans. So I always have that, as a memory of on Anzac Day as well. And I think from a personal perspective, I also take the day to reflect on civilians who suffered or were impacted through the wartime events, and especially as a second-generation Australian-Slovenian. I know the stories of many first-generation Australian-Slovenians and how the effects of war dramatically changed their lives, and I appreciate everything that they have done for us and the life they created for us here in Australia.
And how have you marked the day today, Anzac Day?
It was a little bit different to usual. We generally head down to the Templestowe Memorial Park at 8:30 for the local RSL commemoration. So it was a dawn driveway commemoration this year with our candle and rosemary on the footpath at 6:30 at dawn. It still had the same meaning, had the same sense of gratitude and feelings that I do have on Anzac Day, but I look forward to hopefully next year when we can commemorate this very special day with all the other people that we usually celebrate within our local communities and as a nation, and also internationally. I know that there are a lot of commemorations held throughout the world that honour the Anzacs on this special day, and I always look forward to watching that on TV, and I hope to do so in the future.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.